How many knows what an algorithm is? What is an algorithm? Sister Myers, what is an algorithm? Say it a little bit louder. Absolutely. An algorithm normally works in the background. Okay? Facebook has an algorithm. You don't see it. In other words, how does your post get to the top of somebody's timeline while another post doesn't? There's something. For conservatives, they took our post and literally put it under the bottom. Now, you don't need to post it, nothing. And can't nobody see it but you and your mom and your sister. You know, it's called an algorithm. The algorithm is what operates, like Sister Myers was saying, it is that part of the problem that's always working in the background, okay? Now, it is important for everyone to understand that this book has two parts to it. Facebook has two parts. It has the part you can see and the part you can't see. The word of Yahweh has an algorithm to it. Many people often ask me, how are you able to see so deeply into the scriptures when I read it and I don't see that? I know the algorithm. And I'm going to teach you the algorithm today. There is something in the background that is working, and if you don't know it, you'll misinterpret this Bible. And so we're going to talk now, let me minimize this so that y'all can see your screen. We're going to talk now about the algorithms of eternity, where all the secrets are revealed. And Tyler, if you'll start looking up Matthew chapter 13 and verse 17, you have a mic over there to read? Somebody bring him a mic, please. And Matthew 13 and 17. Can you believe it? 13 and 17. He's my son. I can mess with him. All the secrets are revealed in the algorithm. After today, your Bible will read different than it's ever read before. Let me make a few points before we... Do you know what the algorithms of the scriptures are? It's numbers. It's numbers. Do you know that every bank in the world, your credit card, has an algorithm? And it's working in the background. It is a series of what? Numbers. God's word is hidden in the numbers. Not the text, but the number. Now, Yahweh is the original mathematician. Everything in the world operates on numbers, okay? Everything operates on numbers. And you need to know, whenever you're looking at these numbers, how to recognize patterns of numbers. Somebody say sequences. When you start seeing a sequence of numbers, Yahweh is knocking at your spiritual door. Now, many of you have walked through your home and you'll look and see 11:11 on your clock. And then the next part of the day, you've not looked at the clock all day long and you look at it again and it's 11:11. You look at it again and you've not looked at the clock, but immediately when you look at it again, it's 11:11. The reason for this, the whole universe is built on numbers. Everything in the universe is built on these numbers. Now, you've got to learn, when you see the numbers in the Word of God, to stop and pay attention to these numbers. All right, now no more distractions. Let's close the doors and let's focus. Now, hidden in plain view, Somebody say hidden in plain view. Is that not a dichotomy? How is something hidden? You ever heard you can't see the trees? It's full of trees, but you can't even see the trees. It's the same way if you don't have eyes to read the, you can't read the Bible without the algorithm. The Holy Spirit, how many of you have been reading the Bible and you start seeing a pattern and you're like, huh, it catches you. That's because Yahweh's trying to teach you how to read the scriptures. These numbers have been working in the background all your life. It's called the algorithm of the scriptures. Let's read Matthew 13 and verse 17. Everybody turn there quickly.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them.
Same Bible, same Torah. He just said Isaiah had the same Torah and couldn't see what you see.
Yes, sir. Wow. Hallelujah.
Same Bible, same preaching. But even the prophets didn't understand and see what I'm allowing you to see. Read it again. Listen carefully. I want you to let it soak in.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them.
You have heard something that your grandmother didn't hear, even though she's a righteous woman.
Yeah.
Brother Bond, my grandma was the best woman in the world. What did he say? Many righteous people have wanted to understand the scriptures the way that you do.
Yeah.
But it was not revealed to them in their time. This is why people all the time, Brother Vaughn thinks he's got something new. He's only one right. Everybody else is wrong. No, I don't have anything new. I have something very old that nobody saw. Doesn't make me better than anybody. It's just my time to see it. The Jesus name people was no better than the Trinitarian people. But it was their time in 1938 to see the truth. Now I'm going to ask all of you something. How many have ever heard of great men of God like Schofield and Jonathan Edwards and all of these righteous men? How many know that Acts 2:38 was in their Bible thousands of years ago and nobody saw it? Do you think those men just deliberately didn't want to see it? No. It was waiting to be revealed for the end time perfect bride of Christ. We don't have nothing new here. The Sabbath day is as old as creation. But our forefathers, they thought it was done away with, because their eyes could not see. What holds us back from getting it? It's the numbers. Figure the numbers out, and all the mysteries of the scripture will be revealed. We have not figured out these numbers before now. Now, I know some of you sitting there thinking, you know the numbers. No, no, no. No, you don't. Before you came to this truth, you did not know the numbers that you're going to learn today. 2,000 years ago, humanity was offered the keys by Yahshua. I need you to hear this. Yahshua came to offer humanity the algorithm to understand everything. And do you know what the people did, including the church? They rejected the algorithm. Brother Von, how? How did the, what do you mean they rejected the algorithm? Because I'm fixing to prove to you that in every parable that Yeshua taught, the algorithm was running through it and nobody caught it. Okay. What's is everything okay? What's going on? Okay. You're who? You're Brother Orb? Charlie, Brother Charlie? What's wrong with you? Okay. Father, we pray for Brother Charlie Bollinger right now that you would touch his body. You know right where he is. You know what's going on. We ask you to give him divine favor and healing in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I believe you'll be all right. Praise Yahweh, sister. Amen. Now, when Yeshua offered the parables, he was offering the hidden knowledge of the scriptures. But they rejected the parables. Listen to me. Your forefathers rejected the parables. Let me give you an example. The parables, when you read about rich man and Lazarus, that's what people go to prove that we go to hell or heaven when we die. Because the Bible said Lazarus lifted up his eyes where? In hell. That parable, go watch it on FHTV. I'm not going to teach it today. It's called The Rich Man and Lazarus. That parable has nothing to do with hell. Yeshua was giving a greater secret that they missed out on completely. And if you're not careful, you'll miss out on the teachings of Christ because you don't know the algorithms. So what is the algorithm? They rejected Christ's teaching of hallelujah, the threefold. The greatest algorithm of the scriptures that Yeshua came to teach us was threefold. Everything he taught was hidden in the number three. Everything he taught was hidden in the number 12. And everything he taught was hidden in the number seven. Now, we're going to audit today and find the keys to understanding eternal truth. Now, the parable of the sower. When Yeshua taught this parable, nobody got it. And guess what? Brother Vaughn, how could they not get it? Because you never got it. I'm going to show you today before we judge those that ain't getting it. You didn't get it. You've been reading the parables how long? All your life. And I dare say you hardly understand any of them. Because behind the parable is an algorithm. And it's hidden for those only that have eyes to find the algorithm that's functioning in the background of these parables. But every single prophet, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, every one of them did not have access to the mysteries of the kingdom, but the numbers, here they are, that the whole word of God is hidden in is the number 30, 60, and 100. Until you learn this algorithm, every parable that Yeshua taught is about these three numbers, and all my Christian life, I was clueless. If you learn these three numbers, everything in the Word of God will make sense to you. Let's just take a little journey, shall we? Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles, Outer Court, Inner Court, Holy of Holies. I can keep going. Everything in the Word of God is about 30-fold believers, 60-fold believers, and 100-fold believers. Let me tell you something today. In this world, let me show you what you have. You have unbelievers, you have believers, and you have make-believers. You need to hear that again. In this world, you have unbelievers, you have believers, and you have make-believers. The gift of discernment is not to tell the sinner from the saint, but the saint from the saint that ain't. Let me tell you something. In this hour, look, they'll come sit right among us. They'll sit right in this building, and the gift of discernment will tell you what they're about before they ever show you what they're about. Many people have told me, well, Brother Vaughn, I knew when so-and-so came that what they was about, and you should have done something. Let me tell you something. Let me explain to you. When a person walks through that door, I know everything about them. Do you hear me? I can tell you addresses. I've done it in this church before. I can go. God, I know them. I'm the shepherd here. Me and Brother. When they walk through them doors, we know what they're about. But here's the deal. God told me I have to let those tares grow among the wheat. I have to let them grow until you know. He said, don't you separate the tares from the wheat. Don't expose them. Let them expose themselves. Why don't you get rid of them? That's not my job. But if you give them enough rope, I promise you, beloved, here's what happens when the pastor gets rid of the tares. We got tares sitting in here right now. I know who you are. You'll never know I know, because I'm going to love you like you weep. Okay? Listen to me carefully. Sister Kendrick will call me. She'll come by the house. She'll say, I got to warn you about somebody. And every time they show out, she said, she was at the house the other day. She said, we got a leak in the church. She said, I'm going to tell you who it is. Now, what am I supposed to do? Go to that person. Sister Kendrick said, you the prophet, got to go. I can't do that. What do I have to do? I have to, because here, what happens if I expose, what happens if I tell them they got to go? All of a sudden, all of y'all start talking, feeling sorry for them. I become the bad guy. Y'all don't think that couple that left our church a month ago, I didn't know a year ago. You don't think Brother and Sister Kendrick didn't know a year ago the spirit that person was operating in? Didn't know that spirit. But what are we supposed to do? We've got to let it get to a point where every one of you finally know what we already knew. Absolutely. There you go. And now everybody knows. We got to let the tares grow among the wheat. And listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. Everybody that comes in waving flags and prophesying and shouting is not wheat. And there's nothing do about it except allow them to bide their time, because like my grandma always said, honey, with the cream is going to rise to the top, and it's all it takes is a little time. Amen. We've got to learn to love them even when we know. Why? Because the very people that have sought to destroy me for the last month, I gave more money to than anybody in this church, knowing the whole time what they were. Doesn't matter. I can't become like them. I must remain pure before God and this assembly. I'm like them. Remain pure. Give to God. Somebody said, Brother Vaughn, everybody takes advantage of you. Nobody takes advantage of me because I've never given money to anybody. I give it unto the Lord. To him it's coming back, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over your bosom. Hallelujah. But we have a lot of people in this ministry, some watching on Zoom, think that I don't see all of that. They don't understand I'm in a unique position. We have to learn to discern together. Now listen, when you discern, guess what? I don't know why I'm teaching like this right now. But when you discern, it don't mean that you got to go tell your discernment to everybody in the church what you discern. You ain't even got to come tell me. I know already. See, you just take it to the Lord in prayer. That sounds so simple, but that's all you got to do. Take it to the Lord in prayer, Sister Katrina, and say, Father, if I'm wrong about what I'm feeling, you forgive me, but protect me from what I'm feeling. And what happens is those tares will begin to grow among the wheat. And when God gets ready to reveal them, they will reveal their self. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was just some good free teaching that wasn't part of the notes today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 13 now. We're going to take one parable today of Christ, Matthew chapter 13. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to examine this parable, and I'm going to teach you how to use these three numbers in every parable to make them make sense. All right, let's start at verse number 1, and we're going to read, and just read until I tell you to stop, son.
Same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow.
All right. Got a large congregation here, so many that they couldn't fit on the hill. And Yahshua is getting ready to preach them a sermon. He's going to give them the mysteries of the kingdom. But because they don't know the algorithm, a strange thing is going to happen. Keep reading.
And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up.
Now, Yahshua said there was a sower. He went out and sowed some seed. And read that verse one more time.
And when he sowed,
some seed. Some seed
fell by the wayside.
And the fowls
came and devoured them up.
Now this is a picture of your life. Keep reading.
Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth.
Read.
And when the sun was up, they were scorched.
As soon as life got hard, as soon as the sun began to be, now they believed the word. They are 30-fold. They believed the word. It fell on the ground, but the problem is it even produced a little bit of religion in them. It brought them to the water to get baptized. It brought them to the altar. They spoke in a heavenly language. They got, now I'm going to teach you today the mysteries of the kingdom of God. They got anchored. See, now let's see. Now, ankle, knees, and then swim. You see, I just showed you. If you understand 30, 60, and 100, you'll understand the whole Word of God. See, somebody in this room, everybody in this room is going to fall in one of those numbers. Every one of you. The reason I say every one of you, because you're all believers. Some are make believers, some are true believers, some are not really unbelievers in here, but somebody's going to fall in that number. And the reason the church doesn't preach this is because they've missed those three numbers. Read for me. Now, they had no root. What did they have, Brother Connolly? They had an experience. They had an emotional trip to the altar. How many's ever seen people go to the altar and get a blessing? I mean, you saw them get even the Holy Ghost. I mean, they leave on fire for God. They're going to do something for a whole week. Okay? But when the sun comes out, when God don't pay their light bill because they spent it all on beer, and now it's God's fault because they paid $4 tithe, they think they've done something, and now God owes to get them debt free in the next 3 months. When that sun comes out, Brother Morgan, beaming down on you, if you don't have a root, listen, read.
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked. But others fell into good ground.
But there is another group of people, and they fell into good ground. Read.
Some in hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold.
All right. These believers received the word of the Lord. And they brought forth what? Fruit. Okay? But here's the deal, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. These Christians are not bad people. They are not unbelievers. What the Bible called good soil. That's right. You've got good soil here today. But Yahweh said, through Yahshua, he said that those good people that receive the same message are going to produce differently. They're going to produce differently. They're going to produce what? The algorithm. Do you know all my Christian life? I've read this parable. Had no idea, because in my mind, you're lost or saved. Cut and dry. That's it. You're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. Right? So if we're not going to heaven, we need to know what's really going on. And these numbers is what's really going on. Okay? Read the rest of the parable. Okay, who is going to be in this hundredfold? He that hath, it doesn't say he that's got glasses that can read. It doesn't say anybody that picks up this Bible and reads it. You've got to be anointed with a set of ears that only the Holy Ghost can give you. That's why people all the time, now listen, let me tell all of you something before I say what I'm about to say. Ain't nobody got a claim to Pentecost more than I do. I'm fourth generation, okay? My great-great-grandmother was at Azusa Street, all right? So you know how it is in a family. You can talk about it, but can't nobody else talk about it, okay? Well, what I'm about to say, you need to hear it from a son of Pentecost, all right? To us, the ultimate, when we were growing up in the Pentecostal church, the ultimate, read that verse where we were just at. The ultimate to us was speaking in tongues. But I want to tell you the purpose of the Holy Ghost. I want you to hear me now. The Bible said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And when he comes, he is going to lead you and guide you into all truth, 30, 60, all the way up to 100-fold. If you talking in tongues, but you're not hearing the truth of this message, I question your Holy Ghost. Because if you are not hungering after truth, then just got in ankle deep water. You had a little stammering lip, but darling, that is to bring you into the 100-fold. The evidence is your desire to understand. And I'll just say it like this. To understand more than Acts 2:38 and John 3:16. I thank God for both of those. But darling, if you think that's only two verses in the Bible, you need to wake up. There must be a hungry inside of you to understand the mysteries of the Word of God. Brother Vaughn, you should keep it simple. Why would I dare do that? Brother Vaughn, you should preach on a level where everybody understands it. Yeshua did that. He spoke in what? Parables. But when it came to the disciples, he made it plain. This ministry is for disciples. It is for those that are tired of parables. They're tired of a four-point sermon from Joel Osteen. They're tired of being told 4 points to happiness. They want to know what's behind the story. Today we're going to be teaching on the better life. They're tired of it. There is a group of people that say, you know what? There's got to be more in that book. There's got to be more. And he said, those that have an ear to understand are going to get this number. Listen to me. If you're watching me on Zoom right now, can they see me? Does anybody know? If you're watching me in this class today, hundreds of you, and if you don't learn 30, 60, and 100-fold, you will never make it into the kingdom of God. This revelation is life-changing. This revelation will make your walk with God greater than it's ever been. Learn the numbers. Read. Now, here's the large church. At first, he's preaching at Joel Osteen's in that chapter. Yeah. I love Joel. I ain't got no problem with Joel, except I don't like what he preaches. Listen, here's Yeshua at Joel's church. He started off the chapter with a large, so many people. And he's just talking to them about seeds and sowers and football players and little bitty things. But then the disciples came to him. Then the hungry came. And here's what they told him. Read.
The disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Why are you talking to them about your best life now? Why are you teaching them in the way you're teaching them? The disciples. It'd be like you going to a church to hear me preach, and I'm up there preaching like a Baptist. And you're like, Brother Vaughn, why are you teaching? What happened? Where'd you go? The disciples is like, why are you teaching like that? The answer is going to blow your religious mind. Read.
He answered and said unto them.
Here's what Yeshua said to them.
Because it is given unto you to know of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
To them, I'm all right today. What I taught you. My God, do you not see it? I got right. and the kingdom of God. I don't want them to understand, because they're not the first harvest. I've not called them. Got them chills? Woo! And a way that they couldn't hear. I get what they say, because they're not the bride of Christ. They are the church at large. God. Y'all got to understand these things. Read, brother. Here's what he. I need you to hear what Yahshua is about to say. He's saying, I hid it from them out of mercy for them. Because whoever I reveal this message to, I'm going to reveal.
Yes.
Why are you preaching like that, Yahshua? Because I love them too much to give them this truth. Because they can't handle it. Because they're not paying for it. Yes. It will be required of them. Read. But whoever doesn't have, read.
From him shall be taken away, even that he has.
Read. That's why I preach to them in parables.
Because they see not.
Even though they can read their Bible, they don't see these numbers. Read. They hear the preaching, but they can't hear nothing. Now, there it is. They don't understand. Was that the whole chapter? Well, keep reading. In those people, those Christians, is the prophecy fulfilled, read, of Isaiah.
By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive.
Some of you need to thank God for your families that don't see this truth, because it'll be required of them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
No. They've not been called to it. Quit trying to force on them what God's not trying to give them. But man, I want all my family. He didn't call them.
He didn't.
He called you.
Yeah.
Now you can pray for the Father to call them, but you better let him do it. Because if not, they'll hate you. They will despise your presence. Let me give you an example. My mother came to visit yesterday at my home. And y'all know the relationship with me and my mother. It's tedious at best. And they didn't understand why we couldn't come to Florida yesterday with them, because she's paying for everything. And I said, well, it's Super Sabbath weekend. Now, my mom's a funny person. And she's a millionaire. She's very wealthy. And she turned to my sister and started laughing. And here's what she says. Oh, Shane's done turned Jewish because the Jews have all the money.
My word.
You know what I did? I laughed right along with her. It's not given to her. So all I can do is go along with their laughter. See, all she thinks about is money. So in her mind, she thinks that we've turned into a synagogue. She don't even think we're, you know, she don't know what we are. She thinks we're Jewish. And she said we did that because the Jews have all the money. And so, yeah. And she said, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hallelujah. She said, that's why we have church on Saturday. Anyway, so my point I'm making is don't force this thing.
That's right.
Just live it. And let people love what they see as you live it. Keep reading.
For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart.
Okay, here you go. Here's your three levels. He said these three people come in three categories. There's one that hears. That's your 30-fold people. They hear the preaching. But notice what Yahshua said. There's another group that understands.
Yeah.
That's the people that's going to be required of them, not these people. They're going to be all right. They're not going to be in the kingdom. But they just heard. It didn't land anywhere. But the 100-fold people are wisdom people. Let me show you the difference in understanding and wisdom. Understanding gives you a lot of knowledge. You can be more dangerous with understanding than these people without understanding. The goal is not to understand the Bible. It's to understand the heart of the Father.
That's it.
You get all this understanding and you misuse it without wisdom. It puts you back over here in the 30-fold. You're not here to get knowledge. You're here to get wisdom. Okay? For example, you know Sunday's not the Sabbath day. And you're going to go walk up to a Christian that goes to church on Sunday and tell them they're going to hell. You just went right back into the 30-fold. Was that wisdom? What about you at a restaurant eating? And you eating clean, they eating unclean. You sitting over there like looking at their plate. Ugh! That's no wisdom. You're going right back to 30 because you still don't understand. You've heard me preach against catfish. See, you heard. And you're starting to understand. But you're not applying the wisdom that comes with it. The purpose of the law of God is to reveal the love of God. And when you're walking in commandments, but you're destroying more people than you're helping because of the commandments, you have come out of understanding and wisdom back to hearing only. Y'all know we don't celebrate Christmas, but we don't walk in a mall where a Christmas tree is and shoot holy water at it. Now, there's some people that will. We don't walk in our family's home. My mother invited us last year for Easter lunch. We walk in. What's the only thing Mama has cooked on the counter? Easter ham with a few little side dishes. What do we do? Do we stand there and say, that's all you got? No. We grab a plate. We fill it up with the butter beans and the squash and a little piece of bread, and nobody don't even know we've not eaten the ham. Do you understand? That's wisdom. Some of y'all's taking these commandments and you're destroying the intent of them. The intent is not to judge people or condemn people if they're not called to condemn for not doing it. But if you've been called to it, to whom much is given, amen. Is that it, baby? Keep reading.
And should be converted unto yours, but blessed are your eyes.
Blessed are your eyes. Somebody say, blessed are my eyes. Read.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things.
Come on.
And have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
Yes. Hear. Did you hear what he said? Hear the parable. Don't listen to it. Don't understand what I'm saying. Really hear it. Read.
heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked. And carrieth away that which was sown in his heart.
Anyone that hears and understands not, if you don't come to 60, you're going to backslide all day long. You heard the gospel, but you didn't understand the beauty of the mysteries of God. And therefore, the enemy will always get you. Let me tell you something. When you get in these two levels, backsliding, I look at people like Brother Sister Kendrick, myself and my wife. We wouldn't even know how to backslide. We may make a mistake. We may fail the Lord. But as far as turning our back, we don't even, we're so beyond that. Do you understand? That was way back in the beginning if there was a chance. But you see, we've come to understand our God. We've come to know how wonderful He is. We've come to experience His blessings and His answered prayers. And there can be no going back for us. When you get the 60-fold, all you hear those people saying is, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's all you hear because they don't know how to complain anymore. It's just, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's it. My grandmother, she's in one of these levels, only Yahweh knows, probably 100. But listen to me. My grandmother will drive you insane. I love my grandmother. But she will drive you insane because you'll be trying to talk about a problem and you really want to talk about it. Well, let's just take it to the Lord in prayer. I don't want to take it to the Lord in prayer. I want to talk about it. Y'all didn't grow up with them old saints. Well, let's just pray about it. I try to pray.
Trust the Lord.
Oh, yeah, just trust the Lord. Well, I don't want to trust the Lord right now. You see, that was back in those levels. But once you've lived for the Lord long enough, once you've got that track record that He's going to work it out, I don't have no doubt, then all you do is praise Him in all things. Because you understand and you have the wisdom to keep your mouth shut. When you're worried about things, that's the opposite of trust. Just trust. Read.
This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receives the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth. Yet have he not.
Okay, hold on. Have you ever been in a church service and everybody's screaming while I'm preaching? Do you know why? Because with joy, they're receiving it.
Right.
This ain't joy. But when that word hits you and them chill bumps start, that's with joy that you're receiving it. When you're standing up screaming hallelujah, you're receiving it with joy. Read.
Yet has he not root in himself.
But after you've received it with joy, you stand up, you get it with joy, it felt good, right? But if it didn't go past joy, it's got to go past joy. It's got to go down deep. Read. See, the word's going to endure for a little while. By Tuesday, you're still okay. But why do you think we used to have church every night? Couldn't keep nobody. We needed church every night. But when you receive the word with joy and it takes root, you'll last more than a little while. Amen. Read.
For when tribulation or persecution arises,
as soon as drama comes,
because of the word, by and by, is he offended.
I want to prove to you. Let me show, oh, now I've been waiting. Let me show you how you stay in the 30-fold. If you can still be offended, you're in the 30-fold. Read that verse again because they think I wrote that.
Yet has he not root in himself.
You have no root in you.
But during for a while.
You'll endure for a while from a good concert to from a good Christian celebration. You'll endure for a while. But as soon as somebody comes against you, read. You'll get offended. I need you to hear me because now I'm preaching. You are not in the 30-fold, in 60 or 100, if you can still be offended. Right. Nobody has the power to offend me. Nobody. Amen. I don't get offended. Brother Vaughn, they're talking about you. You know what I do when they tell me that? The whole world's talking about me, baby. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can't get offended. Right now, if the people in this town that are running me down needed me, I'd be there. You know why? I'm not offended. I take no offense. I did it one time. Brother, Sister Kendrick, I've never seen them offended at nobody. I watched them write out $2,500 checks to people that literally used them for the money. I've watched them. This is things I've seen. Never come back to church. Got people right now in this congregation. In the last month, I've given $2,500 to. Ain't been back since I gave it to. Can I get offended? I can't afford to. Because I'll shut up my bowels of compassion.
Yes, sir. Ain't that the truth? That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can be offended, you always will be. You need to quit making your offenses your God. Remember this. The Bible said offenses will come. I can never stop, Sister Carolyn, a bird from flying over this head. But I can stop it from building a nest there. I can never stop offenses from coming my way. But I can stop it from lodging in my heart. To where I'm walking in offense. Learn to get a root in you that forgives everybody before they do it to you. There's somebody in this room right now. You'll be next. Somebody turn against me next. You don't think I don't live my life waiting for the next one? You know why I do that? So I won't be upset when it happens. There's a Judas. I've got one sitting in the room right now. There's always a Judas around a son of God. And if I know that because I understand, then I can't be offended when Judas acts up. People will turn on you and don't even know why they turned on you. Brother Tim Emmer, there are people that will, when you're walking in a powerful ministry and you're preaching truth, they will not like you. And if you ask them, why don't you like him? They'll go dumb on you. They can't even talk. When people run me down, I always tell the people, ask them what I did to them. Well, they said you ain't done nothing to them, but they heard. What have I ever done? If you'll stand up and say you did this, then we can deal with it. But if you can't tell me what I've done to you, then darling, you got the problem, not me. But if I'm prepared for that, Sister Justina, if you will prepare for Monday on today, then I'll offend you. Read.
Also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understandeth it.
Okay, watch. You see, hear, understand. See, read.
Which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
Hallelujah.
Know the numbers, and the whole word will make sense. Keep reading.
Another parable put he forth.
And now he said, I'm going to teach you another parable. These people think he's going to tell a total different story. Read.
The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares?
Sir, where did these people in our church come from that's hearing the same message we're hearing? Didn't you plant good seed? Oh, I need you to hear me. Yeshua, he said, there was a man planted seed all in the same ground, and everybody heard the same. Said, didn't you plant a good message? Then why do we have these people acting like devils? Read what he said.
He said unto them, an enemy has done this.
An enemy has done this. Read. Do you want us, Yahshua, do you want us to go get those people out of the field that's not truly yours and rip them out and clean up this church? You want us to clean this thing up? You want us to get them out? You want us to expose them? Let me tell all of you something, and hopefully those watching me, ain't nobody in the world been called to the ministry of exposing nobody for nothing.
That's right.
You ain't got to expose nobody. Keep your mouth shut and let God do the exposing. Honey, the Bible said a wise man concealeth the matter. The Bible said that love covers a multitude of sin. We're not here to expose in the church. We're going to let you expose yourself. Read. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't tell them that you know who they are. Don't walk up to them and say, I got you figured out. Don't do it, because they're connected to somebody in the church that's connected to somebody in the church. And they're connected to good people. Maybe people have listened to their gossip and they didn't know it was gossip. And now they're going to go back and say, the pastor told me that I was a Jezebel. Can you believe he would call me that? Well, why would he call you that, honey? You ain't never shown me that. I ain't never seen that out of you. You ain't never preached to them and looked in their eyes while you was preaching and saw that spirit looking at you, darling. Well, the pastor told me, no, 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 leave them alone. Love on them. He calls a fire on their head. Love them. Read. Let them grow. Let them have church together. Until God does it. Read. There is a certain time when God will do it. Read. Yes. Hallelujah. Read. Now here comes another parable. But it's the exact same. Have y'all noticed we've had three parables in this chapter, and they all the exact same sermon. They all go back to the exact same numbers. Read. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among birds and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
Another parable spake he unto them, The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
How many measures? 3. All right, keep reading.
Multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them.
Without a parable, he didn't speak to them. Read.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Oh, hallelujah.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
He said, after you send that large church away, they came to him in the house and they said, now you tell us what you was refusing to tell them, what you were hiding from them. Tell it to us. Read.
He answered and said unto
Here's what he said. Yes.
The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. So the tares are the children of the wicked.
Yes.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the end.
Here's what he did. What did he tell them right now? He gave them the symbol meaning after the church. The church in a dark shadow. But now he said, I want to give you the algorithm behind what I was saying. I want you to understand what the field is, what the word is, what the seed is. Read. Hold on. Notice where he's going to gather them out of his kingdom or his church. 30-fold is going to be separated from 60 and 100. Read. This is going to be a judgment of fire. I'll teach you on that one day very soon. Read.
Wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Read.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun and the kingdom of the
Father. Oh, hallelujah.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
Hallelujah.
So
what did he just say? I'm hiding it. The church. That's why when I see people dragging in here, coming in, you don't even know the treasure you've got. He'll take that treasure from you. Read.
The which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath.
Yes.
Buy that field.
God said he wants you to buy this truth and sell it not. Let's quickly turn over to my last scripture, Matthew chapter 25. Real quickly. And we're going to close here in a few moments. I want you to notice in Matthew 25, start at verse 1.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins.
How many virgins?
10.
Read.
Which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
And 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
All right, now skip over here. And let's come down to verse number. Let's start right here. No, let's start right verse 14, Matthew 25. Everybody go there quickly. Yes. Chapter 25, verse 14. Go ahead.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Now listen. He said, I'm going to tell you what the kingdom of God is like. Read.
And unto one he gave 5 talents.
Okay, watch this. 5 talents. Now, how many? Okay, keep reading. I'm going to show them something.
to another two, and to another one.
Watch this. If you don't know these numbers, see, here's another sequence of numbers. He gave one 5 talents, one how many? Two. And one. This is all the word of God. Read.
To every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey.
Keep it. Now, after he called his servants, he gave them the word of God, and what did Joshua do? Took his journey. To where? Sit at the right hand of his father. They read.
He that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents.
Now, what did the man with 5 talents do? He turned 5 into 10. You better watch this. The man was given 5 talents. What did he do? He turned 5 into 10. Do you know why? Because 5 is the number of a priest. But 10 is the number of a king. You shall be priests and kings in the millennium government. The only people that will be in millennium government will be the 5-10 people, the 100-fold people. This man doubled what was given to him. He added works to his faith. He added knowledge to his faith. He kept adding until he turned a 5 into a 10, until he turned a complete into a daughter of Yahweh, until he son of Yahweh. What he was and became what he was not. Exact same parable as everyone else we've read. You think it's all different stories. Every one of them are exactly the same. 60, 100, 5, 2, 1. That's the algorithm behind every parable in the world. And see what he never said anything different. And yet nobody ever heard anything he said. People sit under my, I know what he felt like. People sit under my preaching and never hear anything I say. They're so religious and so stuck. And they're miry clay and they're bogged down area that even sitting here, I'm showing them truth. And even there, I know how Jesus felt. He said, they hear me, but they don't know a thing I'm saying. I've come to tell you that some of you in this room are going to turn a 5 into a 10. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. My God, somebody in this room turn a liar into a believer. Hundredfold. Now let's read about that 60-fold believer. Read the next verse.
He that has received 2, he also gained other 2.
Now we got a 4. Watch your numbers now. Here, this is very important that you understand. Both of them doubled their talents. Now, what does this do to the Christian doctrine that all you've got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved? Thank you. These numbers destroy Christianity. According to the teaching of Yahshua, if you don't double, you in trouble. And it's no better in the church I grew up in. Just get baptized and be saved. No, no, no. Get baptized to get started. You better double. You better turn Lori into something else than Lori was. are you not coming in these two entrances? I'm telling you, we're teaching you the truth of the Word of God. Every parable Yahshua taught was about the numbers, and nobody, Brother Vaughn, how could they not hear? How did you not hear? You read every parable in the Bible your whole life. The time came. Did you hear what Yahshua said? Until the time came when he would reveal the mysteries of the parables to you. Read. Oh, by the way, 2, I'm sorry, is the number of a prophet. 5 is a priest. 10 is a king. There are some in the millennial kingdom that will not be kings. They will be righteous and they'll be prophets, but they won't be kings. They won't rule and reign. Read. But what about this person that came to the altar and got saved? What about this person that got the same Holy Ghost you got, Sister Tilly? What about, there is no different Holy Ghost. We all get the same seed. What about number one, the one that believed his preacher? You know, that preacher that said, would anybody come today and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And then we'll meet you in heaven. You'll be saved. That's the false gospel that the whole church teaches. But let's read what Yahshua said about number one. Read. What did he do? He went and said, I'm saved. I've been to the cross. The finished work of Calvary. I'm putting my feet at the cross. Uh-oh. And what did he do? He's just glad to be saved. Sitting at the bar stool telling his neighbor how glad he is to be saved. Sitting at the strip club telling the little girl sitting on his lap how glad he is to be saved. Oh, yeah. Pelosi saved, Biden saved, Obama saved, everybody saved. Everybody's number one. Everybody's number one. But read what happened. What did I not do? How about this? What did one not do? He didn't double. Or in other words, he didn't turn a 6 into a 12. Flesh, spirit. Carnal, spiritual. He didn't turn rebellion into obedience. Why do you think the mark of the beast is 666? Until you get rid of the mark of the beast and take on the mark of Yahweh, which is 12. 12 is the number of divine government. You have come under divine government. Until you turn, do y'all not see the numbers, the numerology of the scripture? Do you not see everything is about these numbers? You've got Goliath had 6 fingers and 6 toes. Why do you think Nebuchadnezzar's statue was 60 by 6? Why do you think the Antichrist is 666? Because birth to a 12. None of them will say, yes, sir. All they say is, why me? But when you turn that 6 to a 12, or that 5 to a 10, or that 2 to a 4, whenever now, what does Yahweh call this 30-fold believer? This Passover, outer court, ankle, hearer, one. What does he call? Oh, read for me. That's the second coming. Yahshua will come again, not to bring nobody nowhere. What is he coming back to do? To settle the books. He ain't coming back to bring you nowhere. He's coming to settle the accounts. Why is there going to be? Have you ever? I ain't heard the church preach on the great white judgment in so long that I don't even think they remember it. Do you know what the judgment seat is? When the books are going to be opened. When the IRS comes to visit you. You're going to get an IRS visit. And it ain't from this world's IRS. It's when the books are going to be opened. Every idle word. Do you know nobody? No, do you know nobody preaches that anymore? Do you not understand Yahshua is not coming to bring you nowhere? He's coming to settle the book, and he wants to find out if Ricky Ezra is still Ricky Ezra.
Right.
Are you a saved Ricky or an overcoming Ricky? See, that's what he's going to find out. Oh, God. Are you still? You turn into your father's son. In prison in the year 2009, let me tell you what he did to me. He took number six, a rebel. He took a man that thought he could do it on his own. He took a man that knew everything, and he broke that six down until that six turned into a 12. I came out living for the Lord with everything I had. That six destroyed my family. That six destroyed my children. That six destroyed everything. But oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now everything's been restored more than we ever had. When you come, God will open the windows of heaven over your life. Woo! Read so I can get done with this. At the second coming, here comes that hundredfold belief. And he says, Father, not only did I receive your salvation, but I took your commandments as well.
Right.
Not only did I keep the testimony of Yahshua, but I kept the commandments of Yahweh. He said, not only did I go get saved, but I also went and got sanctified. I laid down every sin that doth so easily beset me. I literally went. I was faithful to the church. I was faithful to the work of God. I gave you my time. I celebrated your Sabbath. I kept your holy day. I dressed holy. I talked holy. I walked holy. I separated myself. And read what happened. Did now, the Lord says, come on, son, good job. Now let's go to those streets of gold in heaven. No, what did he say? Good ain't enough. Somebody say, good ain't enough. It's a lot of good people. You was faithful over a few Sabbath days in your lifetime. Now I'm not bringing you nowhere. I'm about to make you the governor of Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina. You know why? I tested you, and I came to trust you. I saw you when you was giving me your first part, you truly gave it. I saw that you gave me everything. Now I'm ready to give you everything. And my everything's much better than your everything. Why would you want to go to heaven? I don't understand why anybody wants to go to heaven. My God, he said, I'm going to put you over five cities. What we're going to do over the five cities, don't you know? They're going to all come to you. The city They are coming to you, and you're going to teach them what your pastor's been teaching you. You're going to now become their pastor, their shepherds, their deliverers, their saviors. Woo! There'll be a day y'all walk up to a building. It'll be called the Frank Kendrick Building. And their daddy gonna sit teaching the law of God to everyone. You know why? He kept it in this lifetime. But how in the name of God is God gonna put you over 10 cities teaching people to keep the Sabbath when you never kept it yourself? Well, Lord, he said keep the Sabbath. Reckon y'all, here you are in the millennium. Reckon that's on Sunday or Saturday. I don't know. Let's just do it on Wednesday. Let's do it every day. That ain't what he said. The seventh day. Read, son.
He also that two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest me to two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents besides.
I've doubled. Read.
His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to make you ruler now. Not as much as I made the other guy ruler over. If you go to Luke 19, it says he was made ruler over 10 cities. Same parable, told a different way. But this guy was only ruler over 5 cities. Don't ever believe you're going to be equal in the kingdom of God. America in the kingdom of God. No democracy. We will be a republic. It'll be the rule of law. The rule of the word of God is what will be in the coming kingdom of God. We will be a republic. We will follow the law. Not the will of the people, but the word of the law. Read, son.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou.
In other words, he had a cop out. I was afraid. I knew I couldn't live holy and I didn't want to try.
Come on, Pastor.
I was told, ain't no need. If I broke one law, I broke them all. So I just figured I'd go ahead and break them all. In other words, it was a cop out. Don't be a cop out. Let's read what happened to him now.
His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant.
Listen.
Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed.
Listen carefully. I want you to hear what he called him. What did the Father just call this believer? The word lazy. What makes you wicked before God? Laziness. Notice what these believers were, what the church calls legalists. They weren't lazy with their faith. They weren't just saved. They actually added works to their faith. Yahweh called them rulers, but to this Christian that had a cop out, he's called lazy. Too lazy to keep the Sabbath. Too lazy to pay his tithe. Too lazy to do good to those that despitefully use him. He was just an old lazy, Holy Ghost-filled Christian. Why do you think they'll say to him on that day, Lord, Lord? They'll say, depart from me because you didn't keep my Father's law. That's that Christian right there. Next, let's close. You should have added works to your faith. I should, with usury. Oh, I'm fixing to preach this now. Did you hear what he just said? I should have gotten what I gave you. plus interest.
Yes.
I should have gotten what you started off with at the altar, plus what you became after sanctification. I should have gotten interest on my Holy Ghost sin. He don't want what he gave you. He wants interest. He said, here's $5. I'll be back in 75 years, however long you live, to open your grave. What will I get? $5? Or will I have interest? What will I get? A Rick Connolly or a son of Yahweh patterned after Yahshua? What will I get? Now read what happens. Read. Take your potential, what you could have become, what you should have become, and I'm going to elevate that other believer with what you could have been. Because all you wanted to do was be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not sending you to hell. Oh no, because the nations of the saved have got to walk in the light of the city. But what I am going to do, I can't trust you. So therefore I can't use you. So now, I'm going to put you in judgment. Do you know there's some people that are going to bypass the judgment? Do you know why some of us are not going before the judgment? Because we're judging ourselves right now by the word of God. Hallelujah. Is that it, son? Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. I'm going to close there. I've got so much more that we could talk about today. But I pray now that every one of you here, last night I taught you, Sunday night I taught you about the New Jerusalem, the streets of gold, the gates of pearl. Last night I taught you how that New Jerusalem has a duty and a responsibility to release the river into the earth today and to let the river flow into us. I taught you that today. What I've taught you is that every one of you are working on a building. You're working on a building, and we've got to do it with everything we've got. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Brother Jonathan, if you'll go, you and sister, and let's just sing a little song. Amen. Thank you, Father. To all of our Zoom audience, I pray that you were blessed today. I pray that you all heard the word of Yahweh and that every one of you were blessed. Let me look in the chat box, see. Amen. Praise Yahweh. The number 12 represents divine government. That's what someone's asking. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.